Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
More than 30 illegal miners, most of them Zimbabweans from Gokwe, are feared dead in an abandoned mine in South Africa after inhaling high levels of carbon monoxide.
As to the nationality of the illegal miners, we cannot really confirm as to where they're coming from, because the illegal miners are coming from different areas and neighboring countries like Lesotho, Zimbabwe and the other areas. So we cannot really say that those illegal miners are coming from Zimbabwe.
A veteran journalist and former spokesman for former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, William Tagirei Bango, dies in a car crash along the Chitungwiza-Wedza Highway.
Mr. Bango, the late, was a very committed individual in his profession. And those that are growing up can learn a lot from what he was able to do, what he was able to accomplish as a journalist.
And Harare Magistrate Donald Ndirowei quashes charges preferred against the Gays and Lesbians Association of Zimbabwe of running an unregistered organization.
More than 30 illegal miners, most of them from Zimbabwe, are feared dead in an abandoned mine in South Africa after inhaling high levels of carbon monoxide. Most of them are from Gweke in the Midlands province. Fellow miners who went down the disused Durban Deep mine in Roodepoort, just outside Johannesburg, trying to retrieve the bodies of the deceased miners, fear that almost all of them were trapped underground are dead. Spokesman Robert Mlaudzi of the City of Johannesburg's Emergency Management Services says last night they managed to bring out five bodies but had to abandon the operation after they detected high levels of carbon monoxide in one of the shafts. Last week, two Zimbabweans died in another abandoned mine in South Africa. Mlaudzi tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they will only continue operations only when the carbon monoxide levels go down.
Yesterday, we were called in an area called Roodepoort, which is actually accommodating a mine which used to be called the Durban Deep Mine in those days. Right now, that mine is no longer operating. We were called in one of the shafts there where we discovered that there were about five illegal miners. Those were males, and then one was a female. After we have assessed them, they were confirmed dead by our paramedics on scene. And as to the cause, it was not known as yet as to what might be the cause of, you know, their death.
We are receiving some reports that there are other illegal miners who have also been trapped underground and are feared dead, and these are said to be from Zimbabwe.
We got those reports that there might be other people who are still trapped, but as to the nationality of the illegal miners, we cannot really confirm as to where they're coming from, because the illegal miners are coming from different areas and neighboring countries like Lesotho, Zimbabwe and the other areas. So we cannot really say that those illegal miners are coming from Zimbabwe. However, our intervention was last week when we rescued one of the illegal miners on Saturday, we had detected that the area which they were operating had a lot of carbon monoxide inhalation in that shaft. So we had to abandon our rescue operation then. So for now, we're still looking at this situation to see whether that carbon monoxide inhalation can be able to subside, and then we can be able to continue with any other operation.
How are you helping these trapped miners and the deceased?
At the moment, there is various, you know, stakeholders within the city of Johannesburg. As we know, there are, you know, different agencies like the social services and the others, social development and the others who are there. So from our side, this emergency services, our responsibility will be to make sure that if they are there and they are trapped, we conduct those rescue operations, and then from there we hand over them to other agencies, like as I mentioned earlier on.
And how best can this be stopped, Mr. Mlaudzi?
From my side, individual as a person, I think that they should have a way, you know, the authorities, those people who are, you know, maybe assigned in terms of dealing with issues like this one, they can't be able to address it, you know, amicably. But as emergency services personnel, I feel that the illegal miners are really putting their lives in danger, because most of the areas they do go down there, it's really dangerous.
That was a spokesman of the Johannesburg Emergency Management Services, Robert Mlaudzi, in Johannesburg, South Africa, refuting allegations the country is not doing much as a country to help the trapped miners because they are illegal miners.